I'm Cynthia James, and this network is about changing lives one woman at a time. Hello and welcome to Women Awakening. I'm your host, Cynthia James, and I get the honor of introducing you to spectacular women. Women who've said yes to their lives, yes to bringing their passion to the planet, yes to making a difference. These women inspire me and they inspire many others. And so I'm really grateful that you're here. I hope that you will share this. Subscribe. We're on iTunes, iHeart, Spreaker, YouTube, any place where you can get podcasts, subscribe, and come and visit us every week, because every week I bring you another incredible woman. So my guest today, her name is Treva Graves. She is the founder and CEO of Bloom Personal Branding and author of Self-Doubt Detox, 5 Steps to Beat Your Bully and Bloom Confidence. And it comes out at the beginning of 2023. So excited. So she's recognized as an expert in personal branding and executive impressions. She's known as a confidence creator, and her insights have been featured on CBS, Fox, DrLaura.com, Thrive Global, Women's Inc., Biz Now, and a lot of other affiliates and publications over the last 20 years. She is a global personal brand strategist. And this is so incredible. She has worked with hundreds of clients ranging from 7-figure and startup entrepreneurs, New York Times bestsellers, speakers, coaches, politicians, leaders, business and sales professionals. What it says in her bio is so wonderful. She is passionate about speaking, personal branding, and working with clients to leverage quick wins with a long game in mind. Well, Treva, thank you so much for being here.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I am excited to be here, and I'm so excited to meet you and be a part of this amazing podcast.
Well, I'm excited for the ladies to get to know you. So my first thing is, I would just like to let you tell us, how did you grow up? Where did you grow up? I'm sure you weren't born saying, well, I'm going to be a brand specialist. So how did you grow up?
Yes, yes. Well, I grew up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So I, typical Midwest American family. I grew up with a brother who, when you're young and kind of competing for time, we had our little run-ins, but just a very, very loving upbringing. And my mom worked as a wardrobe stylist for Macy's Corporation. Now, back in the day when I was young, it was called Dayton's, which then turned into Marshall Field's, and now it's Macy's. And so I grew up in this household where image and putting your best foot forward really mattered. And that was something that was ingrained from me since I was a little girl. So I had access to all of these amazing clothes. If you can imagine, back in the late 70s, early 80s, it was Calvin Klein and Ralph Lauren and Bill Blass and Liz Claiborne and Escada and, all of these beautiful, beautiful brands. So I fell in love with clothes, and that truly kind of became part of how I got started in the business of image and personal branding. So it's been with me since I was a little girl.
So let me just tell you this. So when I was in high school, I was a model in Dayton's in Minneapolis.
Are you kidding me? Because guess what?
What?
I did shows for Dayton's in Minneapolis. Oh my gosh. This is so...
I love it.
Yes. Oh gosh. Yes. So I spent many, many years doing modeling. And back in those times, I did a lot of fragrance modeling. So I'd be the girl walking around the store with the little tray of fragrances or makeup. And I'd go up to people and I'd have to, you know, have them try a sample. So
that is so funny. Well, I want to know. So I got that you, this love of clothes and fashion and understanding the power of brands, but how did you transition from that to being a specialist in this area?
Yes. Well, you know, one thing kind of led to another. So I started my business as a side hustle. I worked with women styling their closets, cleaning up their closets, and doing a little makeup application and that type of thing. And most of the women that I worked with were business women. And some of them started to ask me, well, Treva, could you ever just come into my business and talk about dressing for success? You know, these were the days back when, you know, it was pumps and nylons and power suits and, you know, all of those things back in the good old 80s and early 90s. And so I started doing different training seminars for financial institutions and different women's conferences, which I loved to do. But then that got me into speaking and learning more about communicating effectively at work, which then led me to learning more about business etiquette and using some of those soft skills, and finally led me to personal branding. It just kind of seems like one thing sort of led to the next, and I kind of went with it. And along the way, I realized that I loved getting up in front of people and talking. And if you would have known me as a little girl, I would have never done those things because I had some struggles growing up with my confidence and self-esteem and being bullied.
Well, I want to get to that, but I need to ask you. Well, first I want to say, any ladies who are listening, what she just said is really important. That one thing can lead to the next, can lead to the next, can lead to the next. So you can have a passion and not necessarily know how to get there. But once you start doing that work on some level, it starts to pick up momentum. So I just didn't want that to go by because that was important. So I want to know, though, you're an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Did you know how to be an entrepreneur?
No, absolutely not. I'm still figuring it out. No, but it completely just fell into my lap. And I am so thankful for the opportunities that have come my way, but also I learned how to create my own opportunities. And so, you know, sometimes you have to put yourself in those situations where maybe you're uncomfortable or you're sticking your neck out and you're not quite sure, but you know what? It's okay. It's okay to do that. It's okay to put yourself in situations that are a little scary because that's where you learn and grow the most, in my opinion.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I just want to say for anybody who's an entrepreneur, what you just said, it's like, wow, we're still learning. We're still growing with it. And it's fabulous. So I want to talk a little bit about your book and the five steps to beat your bully and bloom confidence, right? Self-doubt detox.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What does that mean? And talk to me, we'll try to get into what the five steps are, but tell me what that means.
Yes. Okay. So, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about my childhood. You know, I mentioned that I grew up in a very loving home, but my mother who I love dearly. She was a wonderful mom, but my mom was, I guess you could say, a perfectionist. And everything in our home, I mean, it was perfect. You know, the pillows were fluffed, the never dishes in the sink. Her appearance was impeccable. Everything, if you can imagine, just was perfect. And this was something that I just simply could not live up to. I struggled to meet, I think, her expectations, and developed a lot of self-doubt and insecurity. And the clothes, all these beautiful clothes that I had access to, I loved because I felt better in those clothes, but I wore them to school. Mm-hmm. And as you may guess, I became the target of some pretty nasty bullies because of this jealousy. I mean, everybody else is wearing t-shirt and jeans, and here's Treva in, you know, business suits and wearing, you know, wearing Escada to school. I mean, who does that when they're, you know, in sixth, seventh, eighth grade? And so I became a target, and I accumulated into one day. This bullying went on for a long time. And when I talk about bullying, it's not just words. I mean, I was physically assaulted, beaten, bruised, bloodied, punched, split lip, bruises on my face, hair pulled out, bruises all over my body. It was a horrible, traumatic experience.
I just want to say, so was there nobody there to stop it?
That's such a good question. Nobody stopped it. Nobody. There were people all around, but nobody stopped it. I mean, these girls kind of ruled the school back then. This was in junior high. I was 16 years old and, or 15 years old. And, everybody was scared of them, and I just became this target because I, you know, although I had these clothes that made me feel good, I was very weak inside. And I learned through this horrible experience that I didn't stand up for myself. I was not using my voice. I gave my power away. Yeah. And the biggest lesson through that experience was I had to take my power back. Yes. I had to own it. And I had to start believing in myself because I was not believing in myself. I didn't like myself. I loathed myself. I was so disgusted at how I could let these girls sort of rule my life. And, I needed medical attention after that incident, and realized at that moment when I was laying in this snowbank that I needed to make a change in my life. I mean, it's amazing how you're 15 years old and you're at your lowest point in your life back then. And it still is today. It was my lowest point ever. And I had other issues moving forward in my life, but that was a pretty significant one.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, well, thank you for sharing that. And I am so sorry that happened to you. And anybody who's listening, who's been bullied on any level, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, you know, I just want you to know that by Treva sharing her story, it's an opportunity for us to remember that we're not alone, that by telling our stories, we get to help empower people. So I want to know, what are the five steps for self-doubt detox? What are the five steps?
Yes. So interesting. Interesting you say that. So when I decided to name my company, I love flowers. And I always thought I was kind of a late bloomer in life. And the peony flower is actually my logo. And when I think about myself in my life, I think of a flower as growing, thriving, and achieving. And those are three things that I felt that I have done in my life. I've grown, I've thrived, and I've achieved. And when I was overcoming all of these incidences in my life where I had other bullies in my life, and I do believe that bullies are not just people. Bullies can be other things too. They can be that imposter that sits in your brain. But bullies can also be addictions. And, you know, addictions and addiction bullies, people bullies, problem bullies, whatever they are, they're really anything that suck away your confidence and prevents you from being who you should be. And so how I came up with the Bloom philosophy that I help women with now today, because I went through these steps myself, B is for belief. It starts with believing in yourself and owning your power. L is love, self-love. We all have to take more time for ourselves to love on ourselves, you know, whether it's a walk in nature or just sitting in silence. We have to love ourselves more. O is for observation. I spent years observing people, you know, how they move, how they act, how they behave, how they walk and talk, sit and stand, how they communicate. You can learn so much from the power of observation. The next O is opportunity. And I kind of talked about that earlier. Sometimes we have to take those opportunities that come our way, even if we're not ready. You know, it's okay. It's okay if we have a misstep or a fail, but at least you tried. And if those opportunities that you want to happen aren't happening, then create one for yourself. And the M in Bloom is for mentorship. And I would not be here today without people in my life who have been there for me and supported me and listened and gave me guidance along the way. So that's really the basis of Bloom. And those are the exact five steps that I have taken to become who I am today and feel self-confident about myself. So I've come a long way.
Well, I love that. So let me see. So believe, love, self-love, observation, opportunity, and mentoring.
Yes.
Lovely, lovely. Well, I'm excited about your book. I want you to tell our people, how do they find you and how do they get your book?
Yes, yes. Well, you can find me on my website. It's bloompersonalbranding.com. I'm also on Instagram and LinkedIn and YouTube, kind of on all those channels. So Bloom Personal Branding. And my book is out in January, and you will find it on Amazon. So I'm so excited to share it with you. There's other lots of stories in the book that I share about my confidence bullies and how I overcame those bullies, whether they were people or problems or other situations in my life that I had to beat.
Yeah, well, and I love that you said that, you know, because that inner critic can be the biggest bully of all because it continues to beat you down. So I'm really looking forward to reading your book. And and what would you say is the biggest gift you've gained from standing in your power?
That is such a good question. I think the biggest gift I've gained is is waking up every day and just feeling good about myself. I woke up many days not wanting to get out of bed. And so I feel that confidence is a gift that you give yourself. And, you know, it's like a muscle. It builds over time. You're not going to probably be fully confident just overnight, but taking those baby steps to get there, you will reap the benefits of working at it a little bit every single day.
Absolutely. Well, I ask the same last question of every guest.
Mm-hmm.
This show is called Women Awakening.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the most important thing women need to know about the importance of their awakening?
Yeah. I think that women, we all need cheerleaders, right? We need those people in our lives that are there to support us and you know, cheer us on and listen to us and be there. And I know that when I have that someone who is there for me to support me in my awakening, even on those days when I may not feel the best about myself, don't ever be afraid to, you know, to call on someone. We have such a support system. I mean, women, we are there for each other. So, never be afraid to reach out and ask for help. And, that would be my biggest piece of advice.
Wow. Well, that's beautiful. And, you know, that's a big thing because a lot of us are afraid to reach out and to let people know we're going through something. So I mm-hmm. just want to thank you. And I want to thank you for being here. You're just delightful. And I'm excited that you're doing what you're doing in the world because we need more of it.
Yeah.
just walk in confidence and in beauty and grace. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Cynthia. It's been wonderful to be here.
So ladies, I'm going to say the same thing I say to you every week. You are a dynamic expression in this universe. You are powerful. You are beautiful. You are dynamic. You are magnificent beyond words. So your gifts, your power, your light is essential. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. So take into account that you can step up and step out and get the support you need to bring your light fully to this planet, because we're all waiting for you. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next week. Much love.